This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this world is in so much crisis. I think sometimes I shouldn't even come in with intro music like it's a show or entertainment, because it's not. Survival of liberty is not a game. Incredible. Obama has come out and said there's little difference between communism and capitalism. And, of course, they're trying to ban just the name Trump on campuses. Here's a John Bound report on it. Dozens of college students in fear, close quote, in Atlanta after Trump 2016 chalked across campus. Not Trump KKK, which the false flaggers do. No. Trump 2016, and they're now having psychologists in meetings and having to cancel part of the school as everyone goes in and says, "We're scared. We saw the Trump." It was almost as bad as Yale. And the two professors over that department sent an email saying, "Listen, costume parties are part of freedom. This is true liberalism. You're allowed to, you know, have different ideas and dress like you want, and just, you know, you have your freedom as well." And so they caught him out in the square and began screaming at him and threatening him and threatening to hit him and going, "Help me! I'm scared! Oh my God, you're hurting me!" I mean, I can't even scream as loud and as hysterically and as freaked out as they did. And guess what? Yale fired both of them. Fired the people that dare say that was freedom.
InfoWars journalist Adan Salazar writes, "Several students at Emory University in Atlanta requested a meeting with the school's president after the words 'Trump 2016 were scrawled across campus. The college news site The Tab published several photos of the chalking. Jim Wagner, the university president, said Tuesday he had spoken with some 40 to 50 students after they claimed they were triggered by the words 'Trump 2016 and other pro-Trump messages written in chalk on buildings and sidewalks around campus. The students said they were threatened by the intimidating messages and voiced genuine concern and pain to administrators, reports the Associated Press. The Emory Wheel reports one student said, 'I'm supposed to feel comfortable and safe here, but this man is being supported by students on our campus, and our administration shows that they, by their silence, support it as well. And I don't deserve to feel afraid at my school,' she added. But individual students soon began to offer more detailed personal reactions to feelings of racial tension that Trump and his ideology bring to the fore. Has this juvenile corrosion of freedom of choice reached other American campuses? The University of Texas, for example? If you saw 'Trump 2016 written on the ground right here, would that offend you? Would you rally with other students and alert the university president?"
It would offend me. I'm not sure I would go get the president in the university, but I'd be happy if someone did.
It sadly tries to rub it out.
I think just goes to show a lot about where our political process is at right now. So just be kind of, I think, disappointed. Is my main reaction.
No.
Why not? Why wouldn't you be offended?
People have a right to put in chalk Trump 2016 if they support him. I may not support him, but that doesn't mean that others aren't supporting him, and they have a right in chalk. It's not graffiti. If it's not graffiti, you know, I'd be fine if people did that, as long as they don't infringe on the rights of others to write Clinton or Kasich or anyone else in chalk right next to it.
Why would it offend you?
Well, first of all, nobody should be writing their opinions on public streets. It's not the opinion of all the students in the body, and it shouldn't be represented in our university. And because I don't want Trump to win president for 2016. Because I think he's a dangerous man who is dishonest, he lies, and he's using his money to manipulate poor people into voting for him.
You can express political beliefs wherever you want. I think the First Amendment gives you that right, but I would just be disappointed, I think.
I think society is becoming more polarized. People are either right-wing or left-wing, very extreme positions, and the moderates aren't very talkative and seem to be frozen out, so you have to support extreme positions to get elected, and that's no good anymore.
Most of the students I tried to talk to had their heads buried in their phones. The Independent reports the more time young adults spend on social media, the more likely they are to become depressed. Well, they haven't seen anything yet. Wait until Obama's policies come home to roost, as young millennial men and women are drafted and sent to the front lines, fighting the global...
That's right. We're going into a total fascist worldwide tyranny. The full report by John Bound is up on Infowars.com. Crybaby college students bludgeoned freedom of speech. This is going to be an over-the-top broadcast. I'm telling you, one for the history books. Get ready.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've got it.
The Stretch Man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just yesterday, I talked about how in Sweden, in Germany, in France, in many other areas of Western Europe, the college campuses and the high schools, and also the elementary schools, part of your credit, you go to a Muslim area or you go to a Muslim ghetto and you apologize to the Muslims for the Crusades. You give them flowers, you make them food, you clean their homes, and the Muslims laugh at you. Because these are not the cultured Muslims that I grew up knowing, the upper class and from freer countries, when Iraq had been freer or Egypt had been freer or Jordan had been freer. Really nice, cool, smart people. These are the lower class Sunni invaders of the entire Middle East that are the majority, that are running around attacking everybody and then bullying their own people to be as hardcore and as extreme as possible. And I was thinking about all these articles I've seen last year where the liberal feminist groups in Germany came out and said, It is German blonde-haired, blue-eyed men raping women in Cologne. It was on video that it was the Wahhabist invaders who had invaded Syria, and then they would blame Syria on the news when they, quote, told the truth and said, no, actually, it's all Syrian or North African refugees. Even that was a lie, too. It was almost exclusively just North Africans or Sunni groups out of Saudi Arabia and other areas that had invaded. So it's lie within lie within lie. And you can pull those articles up, but I was thinking about it when I was on air yesterday, how that just doesn't even sound true when I was saying it. It doesn't sound true that the national feminist groups and the national liberal groups, the Green Party and others, in official newspapers with straight faces, came out and said, German men did this, and it's going to be good when there's no more original Germans. That was all over the news. TV, Der Spiegel, you name it. And you say, that flies in the face of logic. That's the whole point. Everything the globalists do is the end of logic, the end of prosperity, the end of 2 plus 2 equals 4. And if you can convince people 2 plus 2 equals 5, you have them. Winston Smith, while being tortured at the Ministry of Love, that's why it's loving, he worked at the Ministry of Truth, that was really the Ministry of Lies, he's being tortured. And they go, we know you weren't rebelling against us, we just want to torture and kill people. You're too smart. O'Brien torturing him says, I'm smart too. They'll probably torture me to death. I love it. I hate beauty. I hate goodness. I'm a priest of power. I'm going to rip your teeth out. And I'm going to torture you for 3 months until you aren't even human anymore because I am part of the cult of power and I'm going to ruin everything good. I am a devil worshiper. Now, how did Eric Blair, of one of the highest, most elite intellectual families, interbred with the elite eugenics families of the Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, and the Darwins? How did he write that book? And then you read it and think it's a horror book, but then you actually study totalitarianism. That's what it is. Because he was led into the Fabian Socialist. He was in the OSS. He was in MI6 after that. And the plan was so evil, he wrote that book, and then he wrote a bunch of papers. I've got a textbook I ought to bring in. I was trying to find it in storage the other day that I read in college. A whole textbook on him with his letters and his articles and his nonfiction. I probably read everything George Orwell wrote. Eric Blair. And he says in there, I was led into the inner sanctum. This is what happened. He wrote that about 3 months before he died. They killed him, folks. He didn't die of tuberculosis. And I would read that in high school and then read it again in college. And I've read it like 3 more times since then. And I cry now. And I'm serious. Not like retching when your grandma dies. Tears just start coming out of my brain, so threatened by the evil that all I want to do is warn people. That's why I'm tearing myself apart on air, because I'm forcing myself to admit this is going on. I see these predators creeping up all around us, and I know the public can't handle it. I can't handle it either, but digressing before I get into the bombshell news, because it illustrates the headspace that they basically get us into. I'm sitting there yesterday just mentioning a few of the crazy things that aren't crazy. See, we say they're environmentalist wackos because they want to bankrupt the whole country and turn off all our electricity, basically. No, they're not. It's a plan. They're moving the industry to two dictatorships they control. It's global governance. It's economic warfare, in their own words, using rigged stock markets, rigged currency, rigged interest rates on record to shut everything down that isn't controlled by them. It is a 100% total, complete, abject annihilation of capitalism, of free market, choice-driven, demand-driven, quality-driven, free association-driven, renaissance-driven, flaming, liberal-driven cornucopia, the spirit of Christmas present that God gave us. And instead, it is Leviathan death. And I was just thinking about it, and I talked about how I want Paul Watson, I meant to call him yesterday, to take like the 30 or 40 wild things where they go out and say, we're sorry, Muslims, that you have to rape us. Here's flowers. Oh, and you know, all the rest of it. And it'll be so good when all Germans have been bred out. We're an evil people. This is said by the head of the Green Party, you know, on national TV. These are sick freakazoids, okay? Truth is, they just hate everybody. They want total control because they're going to exempt themselves from everything they're doing to you. It's a total assault. And then I saw this article today. I mean, it's every day. Gateway Pundit, Infowars.com. Dozens of Swedish women show support for Islam by taking selfies in hijab after Brussels massacre. And they go and apologize and say that Western men are being mean to women, basically. So they flip reality and they make it all about how Western men are bad. This is the cutting edge feminism is to defend Islam. Swedish women are showing their support for Islam by taking selfies after the Brussels bombings in hijabs. This is from Hijab Prophet website, where the approving Muslim men tell the feminists what to do and they thank them. The violence against Muslim women has increased and is extremely worrying. Their basic rights are not being respected. Their civil rights are being respected. And we need to put a stop to this. Being called names in the streets, getting their scarves and hijabs ripped off their heads, and being slandered has become a daily routine for many Muslim women. And then it goes into how horrible the Westerners are to them. And, of course, these women ought to just wear hoods over their heads, like most of the Muslim countries, and have their genitals cut off, and then live with a dog chain around their neck or have acid poured on their face to really live the true Muslim lifestyle. How about you being a slave brothel that are legal in most areas of the Middle East? Slave brothels. That's real feminist, isn't it? They call them harems. We have set out to arrange this walk because we cannot allow this behavior any longer in our society anymore. Come and show your support Friday, the 26th, 1700. In Stockholm, this is Stockholm Syndrome. Isn't it funny? It's in Stockholm. We will walk from Klutherhusten, Platten, to the mosque at Medborgarplatsen. This will be a silent demonstration. Wow, women have absolutely no rights under Islam, and these brain-dead women are holding a rally in support of the barbarians. Unreal. And look at this. The approving Muslim sites are dozens of Swedish women show their support for Islam by taking selfies in the hijab Instagram. Isn't that just cute? Hey, how about you take selfies next to photos of women being hung or stoned to death? In fact, just Google women being stoned, women. Don't show it on TV. I don't want to show it. I can't watch women getting killed. Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Plus, if we show it, the Muslim sites come in, they're trying to censor us right now, and file fake complaints to shut us down, saying we shouldn't show their handiwork. That's right. The handiwork's okay. We're the bad, evil Western pigs because, you know why, don't you? We showed it, and we don't support it. You see, in those countries, in the less radical ones, women have to cover everything but their faces and look down. And don't talk to a man unless you're talked to. Basically, slave plantation level stuff. But in many of the countries, probably about half of them, they got to wear full outfits where your face can't be seen. Invisible people can't drive a car, and it doesn't matter. They push it on universities, they preach it, they promote it. I'm skipping this break. I can't help it. It's too important. This is a network break station. Shouldn't be covering this up, folks, just so you know. The network break comes up. About a couple minutes, and then there's the regular break at 29 after for stations. Just think about this. And then just yesterday, they have the Swedish head of this culture program who took over the government-funded tweet about Swedish culture, which if you go there, it's all foreign culture. That's how you destroy culture and throw it in your face and dominate you and break you. And he says, I'm going to have sex with... And, of course, he's not getting in trouble. The state is saying, absolutely, tell us the women belong to you. And the Europeans that have been programmed from birth to roll over and be slaves, they roll over and show their bellies. And the women put on the headdresses and run out with flowers and beg to be enslaved. This is what has happened. And I'm not exaggerating it. And this is going on at the universities where if they see Donald Trump 2016 written on chalk, they begin convulsing. Emergency psychologists are called. The dean talks to 40-plus people. And the dean comes out and says, we're going to investigate this. This was meant to terrorize people. The word Donald Trump. We agree. And all over the country, they're arresting people for even doing chalk on their own driveways. Because they want to train you that there's no lemonade stands, there's no Amish milk, there's no farmers markets, there's no underground economy, there's no communication, and the greatest crime is a bumper sticker on your car promoting liberty or chalking your own sidewalk. You will be taught to submit. And if you'll submit to a bunch of arrogant, uneducated, stupid people running around in basically third world pajamas and bossing you around, then you'll put up with anything. You'll put up with them saying your kids belong to the state and the word mother and father is bad. You'll go through the naked body scanners. You'll be checked when you come into the U.S. I first remember Mancow about 5-6 years ago. I was on a show and he goes, yeah, it's in the news today that people coming in from Saudi Arabia don't have to take their hoods off or don't have to be searched by the TSA or customs. They just go right through. I went and looked it up. It was true. I couldn't believe it. And now it's in the news that Muslim Brotherhood people coming in don't have to do it. I mean, it's a joke, but we do. We do. We have to take our crosses down. We have to submit. We have to roll over. We have to bow. We have to fetch. We have to grovel. This is our back being broken. And every day, I see the people that call themselves the left worshiping anything deviant, anything oppressive, anything sick. They say, you don't have free will. You don't have common sense. You're just a biological robot. We program you. But we have all these rights and our feelings are so important. And we're humans and we're beautiful because we're part of the establishment club allied with the state. Our ideas matter. We're a exalted, protected group. Everyone outside of it is an enemy and has nothing. We are exempt from Obamacare. We get free health care. That's what they get. The specialty university students, all these groups, they opt in, they become part of the socialist boards, and then it is selectively given to them, the free health care, the free housing, the free education. It's all select, though. And then they have disdain, as all parasites do, for their prey. When they see you running a business, paying all the taxes, jumping through the hoops, when they show up to inspect you, especially if they're socialists, they look at you with disdain and burning hate. And they tell you, line up, and what's this? And you tell me what's happening there. And they just get off on it. Like all authoritarians and totalitarians do. And the thing they relish the most is overthrowing logic and 2 + 2 = 4. Common sense. That's why they had the Pope come out and say Italy shouldn't take any of the Muslim migrants and the cultures don't work together and that they need to, you know, send in Italian troops into Albania, which they've done. And he's got 100-foot, 200-foot walls, depending on the area. But he says we can't have walls and we can't check IDs and Donald Trump's not going to heaven. And meanwhile, the Pope kisses the feet of asylum seekers. The Pope's ritual where he washes and kisses the feet of 12 men took place at the Center for Asylum Seekers just outside Rome, confirms the Vatican. I wonder if he'll stop all the pedophilia and kiss the feet of those people that were abused. I wonder if he'll kiss the feet of the Italians that for decades have had to pay for the electricity for Vatican City, whether they're Catholic or not, and that Rome doesn't even pay for its own bills, the Vatican City in Rome. And I'm not against Catholics themselves. I'm against a Jesuit socialist running around lecturing us. Oh, but he's not the only one. This is the time of lecturing, isn't it? This is the time. Here's the big story. It's on drudgereport.com. Needs to go the most viral of anything we've ever reported on. Because this is the key to everything right here. This is a true Rosetta Stone, as so many stories are, but this is a whopper. I've told you that I noticed something coming out of China about 18, 19 years ago, about 97. And I started reading it in textbooks, and it's being pushed at Chicago Business School, you name it. And I would talk about it, and the intellectual sophist fops out there that are pseudo-intellectual would say Jones is crazy. There's been many articles written. He doesn't know the difference between fascism and socialism or communism. Oh, I do know the difference. I know who developed them, who deployed them, the central banks of Europe. It's all in actual academic-level textbooks. You actually care to know reality and not what some twit told you in your, quote, college courses that are there to sabotage you and screw your mind up. You can actually go look at the last three Chinese presidents, they're dictators, appointed by the Inter-Communist Bureau, the Politburo. Kind of like they're announcing presidents and candidates and nominees now in America. Oh, silly kid. Your vote doesn't count. See, it's the time of the season now to let you know. Your kids aren't yours. We're going to make you take shots. You didn't build your business. Remember all those times that communist leaders would bring in their annual Politburo meeting and have the first announcement before the doors were closed and it was secret. And it would be, let's search this, guys. Chinese president. China has perfected capitalism through communism. Another quote is, Chinese president, communism is the ultimate expression of capitalism. Now, you see, we're getting down to real communism now, folks. Not, you know, spaceships and, you know, mural paintings about heaven and jetpacks and free love and everybody lives longer and everything's fun. And, of course, it turns you into Moscow or turns you into North Korea, turns you into these hell holes. You see, because capitalism was just a 18th and 19th century term for big robber barons trying to take over the Renaissance and manage it and talk about money and flow and being able to build things. But it itself was never a true free market. It was an amalgamation of the old East India and Dutch East India Company and a lot of other elites. And a mixture of letter of mark type licensure through government and a mixture of French mercantilism. But it was a managed, crony capitalist system. So think about that. So I explained that fascism and socialism and communism are all just different management systems that are very similar, but different in how they're given out in textbooks to confuse the proletariat into accepting total centralization and the process where they bring you into socialism, then communism, or they may bring you into fascism. But socialism gets you in debt, gets you dependent 30, 40 years. Then you collapse into fascism or outright communism for a period. Then there's a revolution and a reorganization, and a, quote, capitalist system is brought in that actually just keeps a lesser form of command and control in control and has a servile population that goes to the next level of development. And this is in all the textbooks. It's in the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America with the Department of Education documents in it. It just says it as well. It's everywhere. But we're about to enter in America into the long winter of the re-education camps, the banning of speech, huge hordes of young people burning things down if the government doesn't do what they say, with higher-level multinationals directing the hordes, with the government on the backside allied with them, and people like George Soros. I mean, they're coming. Just like Cuba is open now, but only to a handful of companies, Microsoft, Google, General Motors, and others. And they're going to come in and carve up the incredibly rich country, the incredibly hardworking, smart people. They're going to come in with all these folks trained to work 18 hours a day and not complain. And they're going to come in there, and those are going to be some of the best robots the world ever saw. Now, the criminals, the rebellious, the trash is all going to be shipped here. But the communists are about to cash in, just like in China, on a, quote, one-state-managed capitalist economy with mobile execution vans. And if you complain, you'll be disappeared forever, like they do on ESPN, and no one said it was a scandal that ESPN didn't say that was wrong. We have our TV now broadcasting down there as people are beat up and disappeared, and they're going, good, get rid of him. Now, that's quite a build-up to our top story, isn't it? Here it is. Barack Obama, I'm sure you heard. Obama, there's little difference between communism and capitalism. Just choose from what works. And actually, no U.S. News even picked this up until we put it out and Drudge picked it up. See, because it's just meant to go under the radar. There's no difference between communism and capitalism. Now, who was wrong about the real labels, trendies, and pseudo-intellectuals that, you know, got their degree in a crackerjack box from one of these fake universities? They're all fake, didn't you know? Oh, I was right again. They're about to bring us into the collapse phase. Get ready. This is
We're key. On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive, still on fire. I defy
you, ain't no lie. Live from Austin, Texas, and the heart of the resistance, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I am really upset by what's going on and happening, and it's normal to be like this. We've gotten in this trouble because everything is about conditioning us and preparing us to just accept things 10 times worse. This is psychological warfare. It's public. Almost everything we talk about is actually admitted. They legalized 2 years ago, the CIA engaged in domestic propaganda operations. And you have to understand, folks, when you see them on the news saying your kids belong to the state, or saying that it was German blonde-haired, blue-eyed men that attacked women all over Germany, that is psychological warfare. You're meant to even know that's not true and just get in the mode of accepting that they lie to you. That's why Obama goes on the news and says you didn't build your business. 2 plus 2 doesn't necessarily equal 5. I'm on air, a special report. I'm actually too upset to be on air right now. Let me see some of the special reports. I may have to go off air today, actually. This is not an act. I can't be on air right now. This is just too big. We need to mourn for this country. This country's basically already in the cemetery, and just even being on air and being a talk show host is not even proper at this point. This is not drama. I just can't do it anymore. We've got to do something more serious about this. The president has come out and said there's little difference between communism and capitalism. That's why they always have the anarchists that are big foundation funded with communist red flags saying we're not communist, we're anarchist. We just want the means of production, quote, given to the people. That means you can't have your own business, your own shop, your own garden, your own farm. It means slave masters have everyone as slaves and control the means of production to control you, and you live in a prison. And everything with them is a lie. Just like they say, there is no communism. There is no communist threat. Communism is dead. Communism doesn't exist because the West is adopting it. The United States deployed communism. England deployed communism. The Rothschilds deployed communism in 1917 to Russia in the textbooks. They had congressional hearings about it. The CIA in 1949 put Mao Zedong in power. You ask why rich yuppie kids driving Jaguars and eating at fancy wine bars have Mao tattoos. Because they understand they will be the ruling class when we work in the slave factories. A lot of them actually aren't dumb. They're evil vampires who actually look forward to stomping the brains out of better men and women. They want to dominate us and hurt us. And the police don't like them, but you know what? You work for them. Same thing for the military. Now, I'm going to get into this and play the clips of Obama saying it here in a moment. I'm going to settle down. But I'm trying not to start yelling and screaming because it's not good for me. And then I've got a lot of work to do today. When I do that on air, it may be entertaining, but it's affecting me and I can't do it anymore, okay? But let me explain something, folks. This is normal. When your president is lying to everybody and bringing in final phase propaganda, you're in trouble. They're not giving us comic book communism anymore. They're giving us the last level lie that communism will give you total milk and honey and is pure capitalism because everybody's going to sit around and see rich people owning it, but they're living in a slave pit and going to ask, how is this communism when you come into Cuba and turn the tens of millions of people into slaves with select corporations and companies? And all the Communist Party people cash in on that. And in Cuba, 100 years from now, will be called communist when everybody goes there and a communist official is over the prostitutes that are forced to have sex with Western men at the casino and don't even get the money. It's such enslavement like Islam. It's so evil. And then we're sit there with these horrible pib glow-in-the-dark, and their little black outfits with all this money, with their executive parents running around teaching communism when they live in $10 million houses. I just hate these people. They're such criminals. They hate you and your family. They're our enemies, people, and I'm here raising the alarm. Okay, that's all I can say. I don't have words to be any stronger with you. I prayed to God every day to give me the words and the information to present to you the truth so you can see it and really get how much trouble we're in. We are going, everybody's cynical and dumb and laughing and everything. That's all the sitcoms, all the cartoons, all the dramas, all the movies are about arrested development, be a fool, be an idiot, only talk about sports. If you're a nice guy, if you're a trendy, you go to brainwashing meetings about what language to use and how to behave and how to act, not because you're stupid, but because you are entering the upper class of controllers as an inner party member to learn how to suppress your fellow humans. That's what they teach at colleges. Go to the higher PhD levels. It's all nanotech and chimeras and brainwashing and TV flicker rates in the psychology department. You go over to the public policy department. And it's talks with Gruber and others of how to lie and how dumb people are and how you prey on them. And you go to the next department. And it's just all anti-human evil. Most of the professors at UT, I've been in there and I've looked at them and I've talked to them. They see me and they just give me this hateful, mad scientist recluse look. And you've heard some of them on air. They're like, you'll never stop it. I mean, they are villains. They are the Legion of Doom. They're coming for us. They're here. They're allied with every evil organization you can imagine in their unified hate of God, in their unified hate of the individual. And I swear on the altar of God, I will resist them until the end. And I pray to God to unleash the spirit of liberty on the enemy. Do not give the planet over to these satanic filth. I got to stop. I got to say, kill 200 million people last century. God help us. They want to have their way with us now, and we just can't do it. I'm just going to stay on here. I'm not going to go. To, oh, God. You look at the eyes and the behavior of the communist Chinese leaders. They are the most evil people I have ever seen. They drip with satanic energy. And then you look at their little goblin creature. Their little mentally retarded hermit kingdom, hereditary royal dictatorship that's communist. And they're now entering the phase. We wear crowns. We're above the law. We live in giant armored compounds and have jet copters and jumbo jets and sex slaves. And you work out in the fields 18 hours a day or in a factory for Apple. And if you complain, we take you and we blow your head off. Or if we need organs, we take you and put you like a chicken at a factory farm, and wait till somebody with your blood type and your genetic type, they got it down to that now, not just blood type, needs those, quote, fresh organs. And all these trendies that aren't in on this think that they're going to be safe and good in this new utopia because they're part of it. Let's put the meme up on screen before I play this Obama clip. Obama, there's little difference between communism and capitalism, just take what works best from both. That's right. It works best in communism to have all these giant slave factories and force everybody off their land, poor peasants, whether it's Ukraine or Poland or Russia. They show up to your tiny farm, 20, 30 acres on average. Same thing in China. And you're living in a little mud hut, but you love it because your family's lived there 10 generations. And you're super happy. And little kid's got a little stick pole catching fish for dinner, and they're all happy. And in March, the troops, and they just grab your kids, never see them again. They go this way. We'll take your women. Rape those every time. And then just grab the men and go, watch your skills. We're taking you 1,000 miles to the south. You're going to work in a factory. You're going to work in a commune farm. And there's this big, fat communist just eating food. Everybody else starving to death. And they'll say, just take a few out and shoot them. That's the essence of the Red Terror. Teach them that their life is nothing. You now live in the heaven. Enjoy it. And then, after they've broken everyone for decades, then they bring factories and say, we're going to have a little bit of economic work with the South Koreans or with the Russians or with the Americans or whoever, talking about China. And they're bringing a factory in, so only the best are going to get to go and work hard and do good, and you'll move up. Then they use those few success stories to get everybody else to behave and line up to work in the factories and get trained, and then suddenly you get nothing. But it's okay because the communists say they love the people, and Apple, the most abusive factory controllers, they're liberal too. They wear little gray suits and act feminine, and that's all camouflage. Oh, hi. You want to see the new Apple stuff we're coming out with? We're real liberal. Behind the scenes, savage AI takeover. Apple funding the launch of space bases. When is the Mars mission ready? I mean, they're just move forward. I want live extension now. I got to go out and give a speech to these animals. I'm telling you, I've been around high-powered people. You think I act aggressive and high-powered? This is exactly what it's like in the real world with powerful men. You're just never supposed to really see what men actually act like. The globalists sit around, and they operate in the darkness, in a cloak of liberal, oh, we love you, oh, we're going to help you. Ah, come closer to the mist. Come to the light, little babies, like a giant anglerfish. Well, I've been over to their side. I've seen it. I've studied it. I've looked at it. And let me tell you, pure death is waiting. You think an old, sick Nazi collaborator with all his evil overthrowing constant countries, putting in the radical Muslims to butcher the innocent Muslims? There are some really good Muslim people and groups out there. Those people are being targeted. And you know why they're being targeted? Because they're good. They don't have demonic looks in their eyes. They love God. They're not satanic, and the enemy is coming for them. And then when the globalist Muslims attack us, we go and attack the innocent Muslims. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And so Obama sits up there. People think this show is dark. They think it's hateful sometimes. I'm showing you what the enemy's really saying and thinking about you. I'm telling you, that's the good news. Is as scary as this is, at least you now know. And believe me, what I'm telling you isn't my opinion. It's a fact. I said 2 days ago, watch for them to announce that communism is the ultimate expression of capitalism, because I've seen them do the formula in over 60 other countries. And now they're saying, hey, live under communism, but still have multinationals and big banks and capitalism. We'll have a capitalist shop, and we'll have a communist shop. Oh, by the way, you don't get a car or a house or air conditioning, and you don't get to shop at that shop. But they hide it in plain view. See, that's why the more powerful stuff I say, the more hardcore stuff that I say, the key things I say. They have the White House-run Media Matters and other White House-run groups come out and put it up there like it's insane and crazy. Because they're scared of it, they want to hide it in plain view, like, look at this stupidness. Look at it. Ha, 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 ha. He said Obamacare doubles and triples prices and has death panels. You see, they're waging war on reality. That's why they have the national feminist groups and the national green parties in Europe come out and say, we apologize for the racism of Germany. And we apologize for the rape of Muslim women by German and French men. No known cases, not happening, not going on. But in the news, they apologize to invert. That's why their symbol is a pentagram. What is a pentacle? Let's go into the esoteric, okay, that they tell you is the occult. That just means hidden, not satanic. The pentacle is nothing but the symbol of a human. You've got the head, you've got the arms, you've got the legs, and you're looking up. You're going up, just like a life room is a tree going up towards the sky. What is death? The peace symbol. Death. Death. Their symbol is death. They're a death cult. They are inverting life. The pentagram. They are not a life rune. They are a death rune. They are not a live tree. What's a tree do when it dies? Its branches fall down to its sides. They hide it all in your face. And they think you're stupid. They are the children of death. All those that hate me, Christ said, love death. And let me tell you something. I didn't used to be a very strong Christian 20, 25 years ago. I'll be honest with you. But I've studied these people, and I've been up against them, and I've seen them. Let me tell you something, folks. They're getting their juice from something that ain't of this world. And Media Matters and all of them can freak out about that. I'm saying what supposedly 5 billion people of 7.5 billion believe. It's more like 6 billion. See, oh my gosh, 90% in national polls. believe that Kennedy was killed by the CIA. What kooks? Oh, my gosh. 6+ billion people or more, the vast majority of the humans on Earth. I mean, I think atheists are even lower than that. I don't know the numbers. I'm just trying to be conservative. I bet it's 7 billion people believe in a master creator of 7.5 billion. I bet there's not 500 million atheists as hard as they've tried. But it's not these churches where you're going to find God. No. It's in your heart, it's in history, it's in your gut, and it's in the enemy's activities as they pray to their evil gods, as they take pleasure in hurting innocent people, as they overthrow prosperity and goodness and wholesomeness so they can mutilate and mutate and vandalize and squat on all that is good. Let's go out to break. I haven't played the clip yet of Obama. It's on Infowars.com. There's a little difference between communism and capitalism. Yeah, when you're in Cuba or China in a slave factory owned by Apple, I think there is a big difference. The ultimate discrimination. Here's the clip.
You know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalists and communists or socialists. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? Ah, you know, you're a capitalist Yankee dog, and oh, you know, you're some, you know, crazy communist, you know, that's going to take away everybody's property. And, I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You just decide what works. And so you don't have to be rigid in saying it's either this or that. You can say, depending on the problem you're trying to solve, depending on the social issues that you're trying to address, what works? And I think that what you'll find is that the most successful societies, the most successful economies are ones that are rooted in a market-based system.
Oh, my God.
But also recognize that a market does not work by itself. It has to have a social and moral and ethical and community.
A directorship that bleeds off of it, yeah.
And there has to be inclusion. Otherwise, it's not stable.
Like communist China and Cuba.
And it's up to you as you
where the winners
whether you're in business or in academia or in the nonprofit sector, whatever you're doing, to create new forms that are adapted to the new conditions that we live in today. Right?
I could teach a 8-year college course on that speech, and if you understood that, you would understand everything. The globalists in their own writings at the Carnegie Endowment in the 30s, and these are published. These came out in the congressional hearings in Frank Church's committee and others that Anthony Sutton was the key congressional scholar really leading those events. And he wrote the books about Wall Street and the rise of the Bolsheviks, Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. That's all well known today. That was secret when Congress declassified in the 60s and 70s. And people like Barry Goldwater and others had tears in their eyes when they read it as it was being declassified. He's up there. What did Carnegie Endowment say and the Ford Foundation later? We're going to merge the United States with communism and Europe. First, we're going to build up communism as a threat. Let it take over large areas. We'll give it the funds, the money, the weapons. We'll act like we're opposing it. Carol Quigley wrote about this in Tragedy and Hope as well. Go read it. For all you pseudo-intellectuals that are new listeners, think this is funny. This is directly from the guy that wrote an 1,100-page book for the State Department, the CIA, because in the early 1960s, they said, listen, our PhDs are coming in. They don't understand. We're anti-fascist, anti-communist, but we actually want to put communists and fascists in and dictators. Are we bad guys? And Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book, Tragedy and Hope, explaining, we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, explaining to them. It was meant to be restricted. Patriot groups got it and published it no matter what Quigley wanted, and the government had to back off because it was actually funded by the government, so it's available today. The John Birch Society and others got it out. Back then, obviously, it was undercover, so they never wanted the credit. Quiet professionals. Let's just say quiet professionals smuggled the Death Star plans out, and then no one even cares. No one even buys it. We have Death Star blueprints, and now we're under it getting hit by it. It was one thing while they were building the stinking thing, and it was ravaging other countries. Now it's here, and we are under its tracking targeting system. It's warming up. It's clear to fire. You better learn about it right now. I like some socialist things. I like some communist things. I like some free market things. That's what they teach in every college class. Doesn't matter if it's foreign language. Doesn't matter if it's science. Doesn't matter if it's psychology. They're all told to come in and just drop that in. You know, if you want tenure. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good stuff about communism. It's had some problems. Capitalism's got some good stuff, too. Just to get your eye. Oh, yeah, communism. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's all right to stick your arm in there with that cobra. See, cobras can be mean, but they can also be nice sometimes. You know, cobras, teddy bears, cobra. Capitalism, it's kind of like teddy bears a little bit. It's kind of nice, free market. But it's got some problems. And cobras, 10-foot king cobra, no big deal. Oh, how you doing? Just stick your arm right in there. It's going to take good care of you. And so you sit there and you listen to him, just real, oh, he's just kind of ambling over like it's non-threatening. He kind of dumbs his speech down and just to sound non-threatening. Oh, by the way, free markets do work the best, but they need to work with a communist country. And what I'm really saying is the globalists are above the law and run the multinational grid of the new world cashless society, and then we'll have you under communism, total slaves, because you can't have cars and air conditioning. We want you totally under our control. We're phasing you out under eugenics. That's the next phase, and the final goal of collectivism is to get you dependent, turn off your life force, your survival instinct, so we can then just start killing you in mass, because wars and stuff aren't enough. So we need you to be under communism, but square that with all these rich people flying around on jumbo jets from Google and, you know, the Saudi royalty and closing down 10 miles of beach when the Saudi royalty comes to France. Yeah, yeah, you got to tweak it. And there's no rules except the ones we make. And there's no real ideology. Just black uniform police, cameras, total surveillance, forced medical systems. The family under attack, massive debt, dumbing down in education. Except for select elite schools for the children of the ruling class. And you look at TV today, it's the kids of the Bushes and the Clintons and all the rest of them on the shows. And the governor's brother and this and that. It's the ruling class. They all know what they're doing. They hate us. They have clean vaccines. They give us poison vaccines. That's mainstream German newspapers. Just look at what they've done to us. Look at what they think about us. And they want that means of production. That's why they're banning lemonade stands. It's why they're banning the little local markets. It's why they're targeting the little guy with high taxes. Because control the means of production is total enslavement. That's why you got to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us. While we still have a small piece of free market choice left, it's so powerful that if we get that idea out to people, it will overthrow the enemy by choice. That's why they got to bring in total tyranny, because people will just by choice, not even being intellectual, will gravitate towards freedom. So every bit of it has to be expunged. When the big night comes in, there can be no light, no stars, no moon, no nothing. Everyone will go to the fire of liberty, the Promethean flame of choice. So they've got to pose as the light, even as they turn the lights off, literally and figuratively. In Ceausescu's Romania, only his government district had light and food and caviar and the women. And Ceausescu had power for everybody. And his general staff said, sir, you're making him mad. He goes, I want them to see that only we have the light. Through us, they will see us like heaven and will think that we are invincible. No, that's your satanic impulse. It made them rip you limb from limb. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a bunch of big specials running right now. Go fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Give me the funds and the energy, and I assure you, I will take the enemy on.
.com today.